It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of Ironcast, coming to you live from the opening of the new JD store in Stratford, the biggest JD store in the world. Woo, there we go. Welcome to my co-host, the Ginger Pele, and welcome to our three Hammers heroes, Angelo Ogbonna, Alphonse Areola, and Mikel Antonio. And this special edition of Ironcast is going to be jam-packed full of fun and games. And some very, very lucky Hammers in this audience are going to walk away with some amazing prizes. How about it? Ooh, yes. All right, let's have an initial chat. Guys, Leverkusen. Mickey, first question to you. That first half was some of the most electric football I've ever seen, and your goal. But, I mean, what a moment that was.
So first half, like, we just went for it. Being 2-0 down against them, being unbeaten, we were just like, we're just going to go for it and try and see what happens. But obviously managed to get the goal early on, kept pushing. Then second half, I think someone's tapped the referee. You know? It was like, you can't let West Ham go through, mate. Like, I don't know what was going on, but we took a lot of positives from the game and we enjoyed it.
I don't think I've seen a game, mate, where I've seen you get fouled as much and not get anything. It all went the other way, didn't it?
Mate, everything.
Everyone, yeah.
Everything went the other way. Like, I was getting manhandled, suplexed, all sorts. Yeah. Weren't getting any free kicks, and then any little touch on them, they were getting it. It was just most frustrating day, and then we were just getting yellow cards left, right and centre. I don't think if we made it through, we had hardly any players any playing in the finals anyway.
Oggy, you played last game at Upton Park. Like, how did atmosphere compare to that night?
The atmosphere was, I think, was similar, but I think against Leverkusen was even better because no one expect us to have that kind of reaction. I think our first half was unbelievable. And this guy, yeah, he turned up that game. But to be honest, it was unbelievable. Of course, the last game on the bowling ground, and bowling ground, we don't need to talk about the bowling ground. The bowling ground, Ginge can tell you even before the game and in the tunnel, you look at your opponent and your opponent is scared already. You are already 1-0 up, so you know already. So the bowling ground is another stadium where was really, really impressive.
The London Stadium's very good too.
Yeah.
See, that's an experienced podcaster there. He knows the comedy line, yeah. It's not his first rodeo. And Alphonse, the fans, the West Ham fans, the noise they generate, you experienced it firsthand in Prague almost a year ago. Like, where does that night stand among the many great nights you've had in your career?
Unbelievable. I mean, they helped us a lot to win that that trophy as well. We just like felt them behind us, giving that strength, that plus to push even more and more. And at the end, yeah, good atmosphere for us, for the manager, for the team, and we've done the job for them as well.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, we're going to have our first game here, and it's a mystery player quiz. Now, the aim of the game is simple. Can I give you five mystery players? You've got to figure out who they are. If you get all five right, someone in this audience will win a pair of tickets to the Liverpool game this weekend, all right?
They don't want to give away tickets.
I was going to say,
they don't want to give away tickets.
Too hope there, by the way. Wouldn't get too hope. Am I in on this?
Yeah, why not? Well, you're going to be no help. Let's face it. Anyone who listens to the podcast will know you're useless at this. Mystery player one. I was born in Castellón, Spain.
Castellón.
Castellón.
Castellón. Pablo Fornals.
To be honest, I bottled the pronunciation. But Mickey, you got it right. Well done. After one clue, that was Pablo Fornals. One out of five achieved after a single clue. All right, we move on to mystery player two. This is a bit easier. I was born in Portsmouth.
James Ward-Prowse.
Yeah, Prowse is correct. Two out of five, guys. Mickey, again, you're
what's
on fire.
Crazy is, what's crazy is he actually told me that yesterday. So that's what he's talking about.
He's a comedian, man.
Mystery player three. Okay, and I will say that I don't think any of you played with this West Ham legend. I was born in Rome, Italy. I grew up amongst Roma fans, but I was a Lazio fan.
Di Canio, yeah.
Paolo Di Canio, well done, Angelo. Three out of five.
Should have got that from the first one, really. Yeah.
All right, mystery player four. I was born in London. Okay, all right.
That could be anyone.
Right, okay, second clue. I have played in the Premier League, Championship, League One, and the Isthmian League.
Miguel Antonio. Yeah.
Miguel Antonio is correct. Four out of five. All right, and now mystery player five. This is to win someone in the audience a pair of tickets. I was born on Reunion Island, part of the French Overseas Territory. As a young player, I was described as a kid who stood out from his comrades. Any idea?
There's a lot of blank looks coming this way.
I won Hammer of the Year in 2016.
Payet?
Dimitri.
Dimitri Payet. Five out of five. Well done. Someone has won the tickets. Now, Ginge, here's the JD sports bag. So please take, extract a name. Let's find out.
Very small.
And Luke McGovern-Paul, congratulations. A pair of tickets are yours. I looked up and looked straight at you.
I did as well.
It was meant to be.
I was expecting a bit more of a celebration, to be honest. No, he's buzzing.
Dimitri Payet, Mickey, how good? How good was he?
He was magical. Something else. Could win the game on his own. But the thing is, the fact that he was nominated for a Ballon d'Or while playing for West Ham just says it alone. Like, he was unbelievable for us, then went to the World Cup and almost won the World Cup with France. He was something else. The goal we scored against
Euros.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Euros. You would know. Yeah.
It just proves how bad we were as well, though. Do you know when we talk about how good Dimitri was and he wins the game on his own? He must have done that 20 games out of 38.
Yeah. Like free kick against Man United, free kick against Crystal Palace. Like
the one against Palace is illegal, isn't it?
Mate,
illegal.
If you see it back, it's about 4 foot over the bar just before it goes in. I don't know how he used to do it.
Speaking of one man nearly winning the Euros, you nearly won that Euros, didn't you, Ginge?
Well, I didn't want to mention it, but we're all here to talk about Dimitri Payet.
Everyone talks about Payet.
We did get to the semi-final. Like, We won't talk about that.
Talk about people winning it. Our phones today. Look at that.
All right, we're going to move on to our second game. It's the West Ham trivia quiz. And for this quiz, we're going to pair our three players with three randomly selected audience members. All right. So I would now like to welcome to the stage to play with Mikhail Antonio, Jessica Pepper. Jessica, please come to the stage.
Bit awkward if she's gone for Nando's, wasn't it?
Jessica Pepper.
Ooh.
She's coming.
No, she's on her way.
She's coming.
It would have been nice if she was at the front, but all right.
Just trying to put her shoes on.
All right. So, Angelo, Alphonse, I'm going to say you both sit on the top and the back tier, the upper tier. All right. And playing with Angelo.
Nice to meet you.
Jet Bonner. Jet Bonner, please make your way to the front.
I said Jet Bonner with Angelo Bonner, yeah?
Oh, hello.
All right.
Team Welcome Bonner. Ball.
Anyone would think we did it on purpose.
Oh, no.
Yeah, really?
No.
Team Bonner in the house. And Jet, you came all the way from America, I understand.
Yeah,
all the way from America.
Yeah.
You better
to destroy the stage.
Just do two-footed the sign on the way past as well.
And playing with Alphonse, please welcome to the stage, Jordan Baptiste. Jordan. All right. So, Mickey and Jessica, you're up first.
All right.
Am I on the timer, am I?
Ginger, you're on the timer. You're going to have 30. Do you watch Hammer Time at halftime at the London Stadium? It's good, isn't it? That host. Oh, really holds it all together, doesn't he?
I thought he was talking to you.
I know, right? To be honest, yeah, I'm out there the majority of the time this season anyway.
Mick's on the bench having his warm up. That's exactly what he's doing watching Hammer Time, yeah.
All right, you're going to have 30 seconds to get as many questions as you can right. Oh, let me remind you of the prize. Where's the prize? £100 JD voucher to spend at this very store. Ooh. Mickey might let you keep it. We'll find out. All right, you're going to have 30 seconds and your time starts now. When was West Ham United formed? Into the mic.
In the mic.
Oh, sorry. 18.
Have a guess. I'll pass.
70.
1895. Who's played the most games for West Ham this season in all competitions?
Bowen.
Thomas Souček. When did West Ham first lift the European Cup Winners' Cup?
65.
What was the name of the West Ham captain who lifted the 1965 European Cup Winners' Cup?
Bobby Moore.
Bobby Moore is correct. Well done.
That's time.
To be fair.
I tell you what, Mikhail Antonio was a massive help to you there.
He's got to at least buy you something before he leaves tonight, hasn't he?
What a partner.
To be fair, he did some pretty good staring at you. That was
come
helpful.
Come on.
All right. Right. Team Bonner, you're up there.
That's it.
You got one. You got one.
Yeah, dude,
one
I think point. We won.
I actually gave you 40 seconds there. Because we took 23 seconds on the first question. So I gave you 40 seconds.
All right. Team Bonner, you're up next. 1 point is the score to beat. Let's see how you get on. 30 seconds. Your time starts now. What was the original name of West Ham?
Thames Ironworks.
Correct. Yes. Before moving to London Stadium, where did West Ham play?
The Bolin.
Correct. West Ham signed Javier Mascherano and which other Argentina star in 2006 on the same
Carlos Tevez.
Carlos Tevez is correct. What is the name of West Ham's club mascot?
Oh.
Give you a clue. It's in his head. Pass? Do you want to pass?
Pass.
Which former West Ham player had his wedding televised in Peru? Give you a clue. He's from Peru.
He's from Peru.
Who?
I don't know.
That's
Norberto Solano. That's time. And I can reveal you got three right.
Wait. Who has suggested these questions for us? Mate, that is a fix. They didn't want you to get the JD thing. It's fine.
What's West Ham's mascot called?
Hammerhead.
I knew
at least four of them questions.
I was going to
tell you what, you've had a lot of injustice in your life this past week, haven't you? All right.
I will stick up for you there, though, mate. They were tough.
All right, let's move to team three. Jordan Baptiste and Alphonse Areola. You're up next. Three is the score.
Yeah,
to
we're getting
beat.
Zero.
I can tell already you've got absolutely no chance.
Alphonse,
just by looking at you.
Are you going to be any help here, Alphonse? He'll try. He says he'll try. All right. 30 seconds on the clock. Ginge, ready?
Well, they've all had 40, so we'll go 40.
Okay, 40. Your time starts now. Which former West Ham striker started his career with Newcastle and is now playing in France for Angers? I think it's Reims in it, actually.
Well, he's French.
It? Yeah, no, he's English.
English.
He's got a lovely ponytail.
Bass.
Oh, it's Andy Carroll. West Ham's first win of the current season came against which London rivals?
Chelsea.
Chelsea is correct. West Ham manager David Moyes managed which first manager which club?
Preston
is correct. Aaron Cresswell is from which English city?
Liverpool.
Liverpool is correct. Who is West Ham's top assist maker this season in all competitions?
Jared Bowen.
Three.
James Ward-Prowse.
Two,
West Ham's biggest one. League win came in 1968 against Sunderland.
It's time.
Time.
Well, there is a show that you, when I've started, I'll finish. I don't know if he was doing that
here.
Or what.
Hold on. This is a fix. This is fully fixed. First, the questions were embarrassing for us.
Yeah.
Two, easy questions for him.
Yeah.
Three, we got the audience challenge answers for that. What is going on?
I'm sorry, I'll just
they're getting comfortable. I don't know, but they didn't want to help you. Well, I don't know, have a go at them. What's going on?
Might as well call you the referees for now.
Won't help you.
I tell you what, if you was a real gentleman, you'd give the lady £100 yourself, wouldn't you? For being absolutely useless. He don't carry cash.
Everything's cardless now.
I was going to say he don't carry cash.
Do you accept Apple Pay?
All right, well, our winners of that, I believe, are Team Bonner. They win 3-2. Congratulations.
Well done.
You have won yourself a £100 JD voucher. Are you going to split it? What are you going to do with the winnings?
You want to split?
No, I'll give it to you.
Oh, he's a good man. He's a good man, Angelo. Well done. Congratulations. Let's have a big round of applause for our contestants. Please make your way back to your seats. Jessica Pepper.
Well done.
Our winner, Jet Bonner, and Jordan Baptiste. Well done, guys. Fantastic stuff. All right, West Ham fans, one way you can support Ironcast and help us rocket up the charts and beat off the competition from other official football clubs podcasts like Chelsea and like Spurs is to get a 5-star rating or review from you. Support me and Ginger on the podcast, chuck us a 5-star rating and review and help us rocket up the charts where West Ham belong, at the top of the table. Back on with the show. We'll have a little chat and then we're going to open it up. We've got some Q&A, fan Q&A questions here. But firstly, Alphonse, I just wanted to know, how's the injury? When might we see you back? Give us some exclusive gossip here in the biggest JD sports store in the world.
You can't do it. I'm back. No, I'm feeling great. Good test today, so yeah.
Fantastic. Oh, wait, there we go. Great, an exclusive. Fantastic stuff. Mickey, You had got injured. You've come back a new man. Do you know you, the way you're playing at the moment? You just have you changed anything? Is anything different?
No, not really. To be fair, obviously having the time out over since playing 2020, obviously we've not really had much time off. Obviously, it's been constant. Obviously, trying to catch up with games and stuff. So, obviously, as a footballer, when it comes repetitive, you kind of get into a routine of things and it becomes quite dull. To be honest. I'm kind of used to getting injured before, so it kind of got me an opportunity to miss football. And over since 2020 to 2024, I never got injured. I was just constantly playing, and it kind of got a bit repetitive for me. And my injury, which got me out for 3 months, kind of made me miss it again and made me fall in love with the game again.
How did you find the Thursday, Sunday games, mate? I know I played in Europe a couple of times, but didn't do it as much as you boys. Has it been hard? Is it much training going on?
Oh,
is it just games constantly?
It's just games constantly. You don't really get to actually train. You play a game, you prepare for the next game, but because you've just played the game, you're kind of recovering for the next game and you just go into another one. And it's just constantly repetitive. But I prefer just playing the games and rather than training anyway, so it's a lot better.
Angela, you're one of, if not the longest serving current West Ham player. You're one of only three current squad players to have played at Upton Park. Mickey's one, Aaron Cresswell's the other. You've been around West Ham a long time. Could you tell us about the fans and like what's it like playing for West Ham, and how often when you're out and about in town are West Ham fans coming up to you and thanking you for all the memories you've created down the years?
Often the fans are unbelievable, always been unbelievable, even with the changes, even being 3 years in Europe, led them to follow the team, and of course the excitement they bring to us in describe how big is this club. Even last game against Leverkusen was really important, and everyone knew it. By the way, we didn't have a chance, but they turn up and they give us that push to go even further. But we didn't do it, but there's still that hope for maybe another time in Europe.
You don't realize how big West Ham is until you actually start playing for them. You can't get away from them. It's actually unbelievable. It's
unbelievable.
Everywhere I've been in the world, I've ran into West Ham fans.
Yeah.
Thailand, Egypt, every single place I've been, I've run from. You can't get away.
Mick, when you both come, like you say, you've both been here a long time. When I was even playing, that is a long time ago. Did you think the club could get to where you boys have got us to?
No.
Do you know what I mean?
I think
you
we...
Up, like, as in... Like, I think it took a turn when I left, to be fair. Got a lot better after that. I must have been bringing it down.
Like, honestly, you did believe that you'd get into Europe. We thought we'll get into Europe, but not 3 years running. Not getting to the semi-finals, winning it, then quarter-finals. Never. Like, it was a yo-yo team. It was the team where you did well one season, then you're fighting for relegation the next. You did well, and then you're fighting for relegation. So the fact that we were in Europe for 3 years running and done so well in Europe, we still added the fight of relegation in there, but
just to keep it spicy, just keep the fans on their toes.
Yeah, yeah. But obviously, would never have thought that we would have done that 3 years running. Never.
And what about when we won the Conference League last year? And those seats, and you're on that open top bus, and the streets of East London just filled with West Ham fans. Did it kind of bring it home again? How massive this club is. Who wants to say that?
I think we knew as a player, we knew already to win that game. When we won the semi-final with Pablo Fornal score the last goal, we knew it to win that competition. And to be honest, see all the fans and all the respect for the Conference League, amazing. Amazing. You didn't expect, we know how big is West Ham, but we recognize how big it is at the end of that competition when we won. And our celebration went for weeks and weeks and weeks. Okay, stop saying. But I think it's something important, yeah.
What's crazy about that is that there were still 20,000 fans stuck in Prague. At the time, there's so many trying to get back and just couldn't get back, so it was crazy.
Yeah, we've got some fan questions here. First one comes from Terry Cully. Thank you, Terry. He says, what is your favourite memory for West Ham so far that doesn't include the Europa Conference League? Number one memory. Alphonse, we'll go to you first.
Sevilla won the first year I arrived. The atmosphere was unbelievable, and managed to win that one and to go through. So, yeah, good memory.
Yeah. Angelo?
Memory? Oof. I have many of memory.
Just one, please. Please.
Just one. I don't know.
It's got to be the last game, Upton Park, isn't it?
Yeah, last game, Upton Park, I think. Before the game, and the game being delayed. And then last game was unbelievable. Really unbelievable. Of course, we want the conference, but I think for tradition on everything, what meant a bowling ground, unbelievable. Of course, London Stadium today, but what meant a bowling ground and Man, before the game and
mine
the fans,
was
the fan.
I was gonna say,
No. I have to finish.
I was just gonna say, I'm glad we cleared that up, Angela. Yeah. Well
no, the fan was carrying our bus before the game.
Yeah, mental.
That was mental. Come on, you are
world exclusive, Angela O'Connor. Fantastic. Well, go on, Mick.
Mine. I'm probably gonna have to say. Reaching the being all-time Premier League goal scorer.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And
wow,
my celebration.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Come on, and give the people what they want, mate. What was the celebration? I can't remember.
Celebration.
Bring the mannequin.
With the mannequin.
Oh wow.
I had the cardboard cut on myself, obviously. And I did a dirty dance celebration with it, obviously. That.
I mean, one of you's enough. I was having shivers when I saw two of you. Like, the thing I love.
How did you sort out the cardboard cutout? Did you get it yourself?
So basically, you know, I used to do some crazy celebrations. Yeah. In lockdown, when the fans weren't there, I decided I wanted to do a celebration where, because there's no fans, I was going to put two cardboard cuts out in the stands. And when I scored, I was going to run and jump into the stands with my two cardboard cutouts of me and slap and cut myself. Yeah. But obviously,
that's such a shame.
I mean, how do you get these thoughts? Like, where does that come from in your head? I want to know if you still got it. If you still got the cutout,
got it. Still got it in my house, chilling. but like, obviously, we in lockdown, you weren't allowed to get in the stands. If I jumped to the stands, we got recorded.
Oh yeah.
Oh no!
Literally, I wasn't allowed to do the celebration. We all missed out.
Oh man. This next question from John Pace. He wants to know, who's the dressing room DJ? Who's in charge of music? I think someone told me it's a bit of everyone, isn't it? No?
It's a bit of everyone, to be fair. But I think it's either J-Mo, the kit man, or Craig Mazur now.
When people ask me that, I always say you. You was in charge for a bit, weren't you?
I was in charge for a little bit.
Is that when all the boys started wearing their own headphones?
They've been me off quite quickly. My slow jams in the changing rooms are like, we can't get up for a game like this, Mike.
Slow jams. Everyone's a kip before the game, like, mate, come on, liven it up.
This question comes from Dominic Garcia. He wants to know, who do you see as the best young talent coming through the academy? Ooh, that's a tough one.
That is a tough one.
Now?
Yeah. Care to offer a name?
God. Obviously, we saw George come off the bench.
Yeah.
For a little spin. that was the last game. But to be honest, before we got knocked out, did you see the play he did?
I spoke to you about it.
By the way, mate, I saw him. Unbelievable.
2 days day after this game, I was down at the training ground and George came out and I went, oh, well, at least you remember your debut. And he went, I can't remember a thing. So it's like, he made his debut, all his family, but he can't remember a thing about it.
Mate, it's actually unbelievable. Nice little play of him, Piquet and Thomas managed to get out wide. And I was like, bang. And I was like, yes, George. Go and show what you can do. And then, obviously, what happened after that. But he's something special, mate. His touch is unbelievable. Great, great balling footballer. Then, obviously, we've got Lewis. He's he's another midfielder, quality, composing the ball.
Yeah.
Mate, obviously, the youth team won the Youth Cup last year. So I could probably say the whole team.
All of them.
So, it's difficult to pick out, but obviously those two kind of stand out right now. They're the ones who have been training with us quite frequently. And obviously Divine has been training with us all season. He's been involved in the squad all season. Yeah. So I'll say those three.
Great. This question from Jack Fernal James, who says, what's your pre-match meal? Do you eat the same thing? You all eat the same thing?
No, please. He has to answer. Please.
Typical.
So, naturally, beans on toast.
Naturally.
Yeah, but I'd never finish it, Angelo's going to say. I don't eat much. I'm not much of an eater. So, I'll have one toast with beans on it.
No.
And that would be it. And then I won't finish that one toast with beans on it. And he's just like, you need to eat. I'm like, okay, I'm all right, Dad.
That's not normal for you, Angelo, no? I remember you just eating pasta like it was coming from...
mountains!
Like, I know it was Italian and all that, but...
Yeah, I eat pasta or whatever, but before the game, at least you need to drink or eat. I've been out with Mick. Wherever we go, he never eats. before the game, he comes with this beans on toast, two pieces. He finished just half. I said, Mick, I've done. What do you mean you're done? Man, you need to run for 90 minutes. I said, I'm done. I'm not hungry. What? Nah, incredible. It's a joke.
It's a joke. What about you, Alphonse? Pre-match meal?
Pasta. Tomato sauce.
Yeah, simple.
Mate as well.
Last question from Ben Rogers, just quickly. Best memories from the Conference League final in Prague. What's your one abiding memory, each of you, from that night?
Can I start with mine? I was obviously in the stand. That Kev Nolan couldn't keep up with the gaffer. I said, do you remember when the gaffer scored? Bowen scored. The gaffer's took off, isn't he? Kev's an ex-player, not too old. And he's a mate of mine. I'm thinking, he wasn't the quickest when he was playing, but if you can't keep up with the gaffers, you've had some summer, Kev.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
I saw the gaffer going off.
But the thing is,
it's borderline offside, and the gaffers took off. And I'm thinking, oh, if this is offside, this is unreal now. Because the gaffer's halfway down the pitch.
From the game?
No, anything. From the whole, that night. Is there one thing you always think about? Whether it could be in the game, could be after, could be before?
I'm talking about afterwards. Just in the change rooms, basically. The celebration in the change rooms. Everyone's in the change room drinking, dancing around, taking pictures of the trophies. I think that was it for me, to be fair. Many footballers play football, but not many win things in their career. So that was just special for me.
I had the doping that day.
Did you get? Oh, you were in doping. Oh no!
They don't let you have a beer anymore, either, do they?
Worst when
you're
having a doping.
Oh man! How long were you in there?
An hour.
Oh man!
I remember, like, when I was playing a long time ago. The only way you could have a toilet after games is if you had a beer. You know, like, you have water as much as you want after a game. You don't go to the toilet. You have a beer. You know what it's all like. You start going. You're not allowed to do that no more, yeah?
No, not anymore.
How about you, Angelo?
I think it's celebration after the game. Yeah, all together, like. Obviously, we won the trophy, so the celebration, all together, dancing, and we spent time together. Couldn't wait to get back to London, celebrate with everyone.
Angelo, you came on late in the final, didn't you?
Yeah.
Nervous?
Yeah.
It's a terrible sub, isn't it? No, is it not you coming on? I don't mean Angelo coming on as a terrible sub. As a centre-back coming on when it's a tight game, there's nothing.
And it could be Angelo too.
But was you nervous, mate? Yeah, you're thinking.
No, very nervous. You know what the manager always says when you come on.
Don't mess it up.
I'm going to ask you to pick your favourite question out of those fan questions. What one was the best question?
I can't remember.
So we had favourite memory.
Clearly,
not included.
They were all brilliant.
Favourite memory not included in the Conference League. Best memories from the Conference League. Pre-match meal. Best young talent. Dressing room DJ. What do you think?
Pre-match meal,
which means Jack Furnell James, congratulations. You have won two VIP tickets to West Ham versus Luton, courtesy of our very good friends at JD.
Well done, mate.
Well, fantastic stuff. A sync clap. The magic of show business. Thank you so much for joining us. This has been so, so much fun. And thank you to our three West Ham stars, Alphonse Areola, Angelo Ogbonna, and Mickey Antonio. And thank you to you, our live studio audience, right here at the new JD store in Westfield, Stratford, the biggest JD store in the world. I will keep saying it. For those in the audience, don't forget to stick around until after the meet and greet to test your skills in the How's Your Touch game. Exciting stuff. Thank you for listening to Ironcast. Until next time, come on, you Irons!
Podcast Network.